Welcome, Potters, and happy Easter for this 112th episode of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Happy Bunny Day, everybody!
Yay!
Here's my little bunny.
There we go. But bunnies don't lay eggs. That makes no sense.
Only if it's the Cadbury bunny.
God, even that
is the only breed of bunny that lays eggs.
Makes no sense. Bunnies do not lay eggs. We celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection with bunnies and eggs.
I mean, I can't relate bunnies with T-Rexes? Come on. No, the evil rabbit. It has sharp teeth.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways. Yeah, it's been a week, guys, because we're recovering from AllCon, because it was a con. And yeah, we've been adulting in the meantime, trying to catch back up with real life. Because that's always what happens after conventions. You get PCD, and then you get home, and real life goes, oh, hi! Welcome home! Now here's all the stuff you have to get done that you didn't get done while you're at the convention. So we've been doing that for a little while. And of course, working on cosplay, because the convention season never, ever ends.
Especially in Texas.
That is true, and we're still getting more conventions. We just got a new convention in August in the Dallas area. So there's pretty much a convention, I want to say every month, in Dallas for some something or other. And that's not even counting the market shows that go on in a marketplace center down in downtown. So we are busy. And of course, there's always AllCon, which is coming up in 2 months.
Less than 60 days. I have too much to do and no time to do it.
A little bit over 60 days by just a hair. It's like 3 days over 60 days.
Still, it's like...
So it's like, as an attendee, it's not soon enough. But as a cosplayer, it's not long enough.
Yeah.
I want to go, but none of my costumes are ready. Of course, I'm sitting here as we're doing this, and I'm working on them because I'm hand sewing.
Yeah, I'm doing the exact same thing. Needless to say, that's kind of the pattern.
I understand you're working on uber shiny stuff.
I'm doing so much uber shiny stuff that's a little bit ridiculous, so let me hold it up. Oh, look at all the
my eyes.
I know, this is going to be flash photography nightmare. It's going to be glorious. So I'm currently in the process of working on some applique for my new Rydia costume, Final Fantasy IV. And I thought about getting these online, just buying a vendor who like had them pre-made. So that way I don't have to spend all this time making them myself. And I didn't like any of the options I found online. They were either too tiny or they were like ridiculously super green. And not like a nice light pale green that I was going for. And they were also ridiculously expensive. And I was like, I could make the exact same things for a lot less money. Granted, it eats up more of my time because I'm looking at maybe 15 to 20 hours of work just to make these stupid appliques. But so far, I'm really happy with how they're turning out. This is the first time I've ever worked with sequins in mass before to make them into this cool little applique-ness. And they're just going to be used on the bodice, and then a couple of them are going to be going into her hair. But yeah, I have to say Golden Door is like the best thing ever, because this is almost 200 yards of sequins that I got for 10 bucks. Best purchase ever. I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of them, but we'll figure out.
I'm sure you'll find something, especially around Christmas time.
We'll come across that road when we get there, you know. We'll make do with it. So yeah, probably over the next couple. Yeah, over the next couple of weeks, you'll probably see me dabbling along in this mess as I get to work on it. And I'll be pulling this bad boy out again as soon as I'm done with all this applique to work on my beading for my Game of Thrones dress. God, dang it! This is why I have this nice little wrap on my wrist, because I'm finding that I have been bending my wrist a little inappropriately when I've been doing all this hand stitching. So I put a wrap on my wrist. I've done this before, so just make sure that I don't accidentally overextend my wrist or my elbow as I continue to hand sew. It's a nice little counterbalance. But yeah, so many shinies to be followed by more shinies. Oh my God, what was I thinking?
that it would look shiny.
It's definitely going to look really shiny. I will regret it later. It'll be fine. It'll all be good.
I'm only hand sewing these because I was too lazy to pull out my sewing machine.
Good reason.
I didn't want to have to work with it and fight with it with knits. Because my sewing machine eats knits. And I really didn't want to have to mess with it and have to keep pulling thread and starting over and starting over. And I was like, if we're doing this photo shoot potentially next weekend, which still hasn't been set because we don't have a photographer and you can't have a photo shoot without a photographer, then I need to have most of this done if I expect to wear it. So I've been sitting here just marathoning bleach, hand sewing the crap out of it. And then I sit there and go, oh, hey, there's another costume I want to add to my list. Oh, like I don't have enough costumes already on my list that will not get done this year. I have so limited time and I haven't even started my new work schedule yet where I'm probably going to have even less time because adulting. So that's the theme of this episode is adulting. And working around it for cosplay.
Yep.
You have to get away from adulting once in a while, and cosplay is a great way of doing that.
Yeah. That and video games.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure both of us have been doing copious amounts of both.
Oh, God, yes. I full on admit that I've been playing a little too much Final Fantasy XIV for my own good. But it's such a nice distresser. So I guess the only other cosplay update that I have is this upcoming Saturday. So it'll be April 2nd, which is when this episode will drop live to our podders on iPod and iTunes and all that fun stuff. The National Video Game Museum is going to be opening in Frisco, Texas. It has a permanent residence there now, which is awesome. I will be going there to report on it for a couple of news outlets. That's one fun thing. But the second fun thing is I get to be going in cosplay. I've been asked to attend as a guest cosplayer to help greet the guests, take photos with the kids, all that kind of fun stuff. And with it, I get a nice backstage tour of the place and all that greatness. So I was like, that's kind of cool. So it'll be a fun cosplay morning. I'll be doing double the work, but that's okay. I've been looking forward to this since like mid-2014 when they announced that they were looking for a place for a new home. And then when Frisco was named, I was like, I hope this becomes like permanent residence. And it is. So it's going to be a lot of fun. They've got a human-sized Pong table there. I'm very curious to see this. They also have an 80s arcade, even better. They even have like really kitschy merchandise from the 80s that you're like, why did they make this crap? Like one of them is Earthbound car fresheners. Like why? Why is it a thing? So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So if you ever wanted to get someone a gag gift for their birthday or for Christmas, you know what to get them and where to get it.
Definitely. I would take it.
Yeah. So if you guys happen to be in the DFW area, even if it's not now, then if you guys end up coming for DCC, you know, Fan Expo, Fan Days, ACON, QuakeCon, all the different cons that are now taking place in the DFW area, you may want to take a couple of hours and add that to your agenda. Go and visit the Video Games Museum that's up in Frisco because it's honestly not that far a drive from downtown Dallas. I'd say it's about a half an hour on a good day, even if you take back roads. So go ahead and go pay it a visit and just spend some time looking around because they've got some really great things going on up in Frisco. There's also some great places to eat up there too for when you're done.
Yeah, needless to say, we'll be doing a huge lunch dinner there.
I had a feeling.
Food must happen.
Yes. All right. So speaking of 80s stuff, which they had a lot of at AllCon this year, if you visited the hospitality suite, it was really nice. So we were at AllCon last weekend. Of course, episode 111 will have just dropped, which was our preview. We are sorry that came late. Just life got in the way, guys. We are sorry. We try not to let it happen. We do our best. So that was our preview. This is now our review of what happened last weekend, which was AllCon. Yay! This was the first year in the Weston Park Center, Dallas. And it was also their first year officially as a 4-day con. Now they officially have content fully on all 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not counting their pajama party, which they have Wednesday night to kick it all off. Which, unfortunately, we did not go because work.
Work. Adulting. Again.
Yes, we're adulting. But we were there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it was busy, of course. Yeah. Notwithstanding the cosplay contest, but it was just busy in general. Because there's always a lot to see at all con. It's one of those very chill kind of cons where there's a lot of people watching that can be done. There is content, but mostly people seem to spend their time kind of out and about in the public areas. For, you know, meeting friends or just vegging out or taking photos of cosplayers, which there are plenty of. And of course, there's always the fandom meetups, which those are always fun too. All right, so how should we do this?
I have no idea. That's a great soundbite. I'm so sorry.
Well, why don't we start with Friday?
Do we want to do day by day or do we want to try to do something different?
I'm all for something completely different.
Well, then why don't we do like pros and cons, like things that we love, things that we were like, could have done better.
Can do. All right. So which would you like to start with, the good news or the bad news?
Well, let's do a back and forth. Let's do a pro, then a con, then a pro, then a con. We can end on a pro.
Okay. That sounds good because I do want to end on a happy note for all.
I do too.
So let's start with the good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So pro, the Weston Park Central has a ton more space than the Crown Plaza Addison.
Good gravy does it.
Because it was held in a large office complex building, there was not only a ton more parking, which was an issue with the Crown Plaza, because a lot of times you would come back from, say, getting lunch, and there would literally be no parking spots left. You couldn't park at the hotel itself. You'd have to go around the city somewhere else and kind of take the risk of getting towed. But inside the hotel, there was also a lot more room to walk around and not run into people. Everything had more space in terms of tables, you know, vendor tables, dealer stand tables. I think they may have actually had a few more dealers this year, but they did have a larger space for the dealer's room. And even main events was bigger. The salon room where they had main events was also much larger than the original Oak Ballroom, which was nice. So just more space all around everywhere. Everything was bigger because it's Texas.
Tagline here.
All right. So with that con, the larger amount of space without a corresponding increase in attendance made it look very sparsely populated. At all times when we looked around, it was kind of like, where's all the people? Because it just looked so much thinner than it probably was because we don't have attendance numbers yet. And even they may not have attendance numbers yet. It made it look like the crowds were a lot thinner than they probably were. And it was just kind of like, is anyone here enjoying the con? Anybody? Bueller? All right, your turn.
Okay, so pro, I did like the very first level of the hotel, the lobby area, because it was very nice. It was spacious. It had great lighting and very dynamic photographic areas. It was very easy for me to pull cosplayers aside and be like, stand in front of this pretty thing. We're going to make you look gorgeous now. So that's something I really appreciated about the hotel and the location. Even though some people may have complained about the other floors and all the other ugly yellow lighting that's notorious with every hotel anywhere in the world. The fact that this one was so open and had the natural light coming in from the outdoors just made it feel so much nicer and fresher.
On the first floor.
On the first floor. That is really the only location where it was good. And the balcony of the second floor that overlooked the first floor. The con, the elevators. And I think a lot of this had to do with the fact that AllCon hasn't been in a hotel where elevators were required to get to the second, third, top floor. The top floor had all their gaming content.
At least past the second floor. Because the Crown Plaza, I think, only had 3 or 4 floors total.
Did they have?
I know it had at least 3.
I think 3 is the max, I want to say.
3 possible.
Yeah. But I mean, all that was pretty much walkable. It was very rarely that you needed to use the elevator to get up and down. Whereas in this case, you needed it to get up and down in both instances. So unfortunately, staff didn't know how to manage the line. People were constantly jumping in front of others just to squish into the elevator. So something that should have taken 5 minutes was taking like 35 minutes. I heard one person made mention that this was just as bad as Dragon Con, and having been in Dragon Con and the elevator madness that happens there, it's not pleasant. So I think if they're still going to be at the same location next year, they definitely want to work with their staff and their volunteers to make sure that they have a proper elevator procedure so they don't end up in that cluster again. Probably didn't help that two of them broke down too.
Even the guests were cracking jokes whenever they were late to their panels and they said, yeah, we were stuck in the elevator.
Mm-hmm. Go down to go up. Yay.
Pretty much, or go up to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. Con life.
All right, so pro, the Westin brand in general tends to have really nicely accoutred hotel rooms. They're very nicely stocked. They have very nice beds that are a good size, that are nice and comfortable. They have lots of outlets if you have gadgets, you know, they have nice showers, that sort of thing. So they're very nice hotel rooms, especially for the price that they paid, because it was only $109 a night. Some motels you can't even get for that rate. And they were very nice rooms. And for the most part, you know, we didn't have to worry about noise pollution from the other rooms. So that was also nice. I mean, excepting what I'm about to get to with the con. Construction. So the Westin Park Central is under renovation, for those who don't know. So they have been renovating basically everywhere around the hotel, because the hotel itself is what's being renovated. So all the different parts are being renovated at the same time. Unfortunately, they were renovating directly above our floor. So until about 11 p.m. that night, and starting at 6 a.m. Saturday morning, tap, 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 tap. It was just like, really, guys? Really? 6 a.m. on a Saturday and I'm trying to actually get con sleep and you're using a jackhammer on the floor directly above our room? Really? I mean, I could point and I could just go, they're standing right there, because that's where the noise is coming from. And I just kind of sat there just going in my bed because I couldn't sleep. So I slept as well as I could, but I was kind of, and I really, I'm apologizing to people who saw me on Saturday. If I was in a really like cruel mood, like I was really not in a good mood on Saturday, and it was because I was sleep deprived. Amber does not do well when she is that sleep deprived, especially when you wake up to a jackhammer. So perhaps scheduling the renovations 2 hours outside of the con maybe would have been appreciated. That's my con.
I knew Amber was sleep deprived because she kept cracking really horrible puns about soap.
It didn't help that, I mean, I guess we'll mention this later, but they had a soap vendor in the dealer's den that was very well set up and very well marketed. And I actually added to his marketing slogans while I was standing in front of his booth, because he had a bar of soap that had a pun handed to him on a silver platter that he hadn't used. So I handed it to him. And of course, at that point, it was just like, okay, let's keep rolling with the soap puns.
Yeah, that was going on for a good hour when we stopped to eat lunch.
And I was like, okay, I think that's it. And then 5 minutes later, another one would come out.
Yeah, I knew that was still coming.
I was really tired.
Yes, you were. Okay, so pro. Initially, I was a little concerned about the location of this, but it ended up working really, really well. Where they put their video game and their gaming tournament area. Part of the con, I'm going to kind of mix these two together, was the location itself, because it was on the top floor and you had to get into the elevator to reach it, because that was the only way to reach it. There's no way.
The floor is the 20th floor, by the way, guys.
Yeah, you're not going to walk up 20 flights of stairs, especially when you find out that the second floor to the third floor is this interesting little maze where you think you have just got to the third floor, but no, you got to keep going one more round. Nope, you got to go one more round on top of that. There's a sign that says to keep going. Okay, I'm going to keep on going. And then you hit the third floor. Imagine doing that 20 more times. Not going to happen. But I think that the layout was perfect for the gaming area. It was very spacious. It was very welcoming. They had a lot more consoles set up this time, a lot more tabletop stuff set up this time. And actually, that's where they stuck the Stargate. Because that was my first thing when I walked upstairs. I was like, where's the Stargate? I need to see the Stargate. Where did the Stargate go? They stuck all their props up there, too. So they had like a Rancor. They had Jabba the Hutt. And they had a lot of really good photo op sets up there. It's just unfortunate that it was on the top floor and it was really difficult to get to, and
especially given the lines.
Yeah, and there were really no signs downstairs that pointed you up there to be like, this is where all the other stuff is taking place. It's just hopefully you read in the book that it's on that floor and all as well. So yeah, but I think space-wise though, I was really happy with how they set it up, and if they stay in the same location, I hope that they repeat that because it worked out phenomenally well. But yeah, Con was a location, location, location. Woo!
Speaking of location, because I'm sure we're going to have a bunch to say about this.
Oh, gravy, yeah.
So, pro, the hotel actually had a list of all the different places that delivered to the hotel, in case you weren't able to Google that. So you had all these local restaurants that were willing to deliver food to the hotel, which was great, because, I mean, I had Pizza Hut one day, and it was really good. Con, that was pretty much the only way you could get food unless you brought it or ate at the hotel, which was very expensive because it's a Westin. Unfortunately, the location that they chose in Park Central, there are two little convenience stores in the office complex, but they're only open until Friday at 3 p.m. Once those are closed, you only had two restaurants within walking distance. You had a Jack in the Box and you had a Benihana. Benihana. That was it. And congoers aren't going to go eat at Benihana for the price that it costs to eat there. So you had very few options as to food. And to eat at the restaurant in the hotel, even basic entrees were $15. And the buffet, I think they had brought down to $12, but it was priced $15 on the menu. So, I mean, $15, that's two meals at pretty much any other restaurant that a congoer would normally eat at. So I am hoping that they have some sort of system to where they can bring in a local vendor so that they can, you know, vend food separately. Or, you know, if they have more delivery options listed on the website, or if more people are just going to bring their own food, because otherwise you need to eat during a con. And unless you had a room that had a microwave or a refrigerator, you were really limited in your food options. So you'd have to end up going out to eat or ordering in. And needless to say, the local pizza establishment got a lot of business that weekend. I'm sure they were happy, though, because it meant a lot of tips.
I have to say, that's one thing that about congoers that I have to say is that we tend to tip really nicely because we know how much of a pain in the ass it is to drive all the way out to a hotel and to get stiffed on a tip. We know how that is. So it's amazing to me how people are always making, you know, make sure that you tip people, blah, 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 blah. I think us as congoers are the last people needing to tell us to do that because we do it just naturally.
Most of us.
Most of us do, yeah. I've yet to meet somebody who's been stingy to not tip. Yet.
Some of the younger congoers may not know yet.
Yeah, which is fine.
This is acceptable behavior.
It's part of the learning process. We teach them our wonderful, wonderful ways of tipping.
Our wonderful ways of con going in general.
Yeah, exactly. So, pro time. Yeah. There were a lot of really cool, really unique costumes this time around. I think this is the first time that I've really been impressed and really blown away, not just in the quality of the costumes, but how creative everybody was this year. Like the steampunk Iron Man that we saw. And the woman was actually has a prosthetic leg, which she dressed up to match her costume. I was like, that is really flippin' cool. I want to do something like that, but I'm not that skilled. So it's not going to happen. But then the mashups that were happening and, you know, all the fun stuff. Of course, we had the Wampa from Star Wars. With detachable arm. Yay! So it was definitely a ton of fun just seeing all the new fun costumes. And that they had such a wide variety too, because even like the party store costumes, people still dressed up in them and they still had fun with it. And it was great. The fact that we had three T-Rex blow-up costumes running around one morning. That was awesome. It was probably one of the best things I had seen because it just made me giggle so much. Especially when they're chasing people down the hallway. I don't think the hotel appreciated that, though.
Because we totally didn't get video of that.
No, we totally did not take any video of any of that happening.
Footage can be found on Goss Podcast on YouTube.
And on our Facebook page. Eventually, I'll get the pictures done. I just have been adulting, and I was sick yesterday. So pictures, they will go up soon, I promise. Promise. The con is that I felt like most people didn't really come out and showcase their cool stuff until like Saturday night. And there wasn't a whole lot spread throughout the weekend. It was pretty calm on cosplay on Friday and Saturday morning. And even on Sunday, it's just like everybody came and swarmed Saturday afternoon in the evening, that it was just like cosplay overload, that you couldn't really sit and appreciate all the costumes. And I was really kind of bummed out about that, because I really wanted to see a little bit of everything. And since there was just so many costumes in one place, it was like too much, can't take photos of all things. So yeah, I hopefully next year, now that people are a little bit more accustomed to the larger space, that they can be like, okay, I can bring out my bigger costume on Friday and not have to worry. Your turn.
All right, so pro, they always have a really good variety of programming. There's always something going on at pretty much any given time of the convention from 10 a.m. until about, I'd say, midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So they've always got multiple panel rooms going with multiple tracks, with multiple speakers. And in general, their panel quality seems to be quite good. There are always the hit and miss panelists who may or may not have been as prepared as they probably should have been. And then there's always those really standout panels where you're like, please, oh God, do this again. In general, programming is very solid at AllCon. There's something for everybody and there's always something to be doing, if that is your thing. My con about that is that unless you walked around, you didn't know where anything was to be able to attend that content. There were no signs anywhere for anything that wasn't, you know, hotel provided, like registration this way. But everything else, like, you didn't know where registration for the con was unless you walked upstairs. You didn't know where the panel rooms were. Nobody knew where the cosplay contests were, among even the staff, let alone to have the signs. Nobody knew where our table was when we came in, because there weren't signs. Nobody knew where volunteer table was that way. So it was just like, even with what you said earlier about the gaming, unless you had seen it on the website or in the programming booklet, and even then, those booklets and the maps came late on Friday morning, because they weren't there when we checked in. Unless you had seen those, you wouldn't have known gaming was on the 24. You would have known that the large prop and photo area was downstairs next to registration. You wouldn't have known that there were panel rooms, you know, Marcellus panel room was all the way down and around on the other end of the second floor. I'm sure that there were some panels that had low turnout because people just didn't know and had no way of knowing, and the staff had no way of knowing either, because it may not have been their department. So my constructive criticism for AllCon next year would be, please have signs, at the very least labeling the rooms themselves. You don't have to have, like other cons will do, the programming schedule for that day for that room. You don't have to go that far. Just label what the room is, and if there are rooms that are kind of off to the side and out of the way, put signs with a giant arrow pointing this way so that we know where it is. And as far as the 20th floor goes, I would put a sign at each elevator station on the first and second floors, because there weren't that many of them. Just put one there and just say gaming 20th floor. And that way people know. Because that way you'll get people more spread out and saying, oh, hey, I should go take a look at that. Your turn.
Okay, pro. In the dealer's room, we are getting to the soap man, because it's called man-made soap.
I figured.
Whoever decided to pop that table right there, and I don't know if they paid for the space. I don't know if it was staff that helped make this decision or whatever. It's probably staff's doing. That's fine. Best idea ever. Because the second that you walked past the dealer's room, you smelled fresh soap. And it permeated out into the hall.
Exactly. You didn't even have to walk into the dealer's room. You could walk past the dealer's room and you would still get wafting scents of soap.
It was glorious. It was just one of those things like, hey, subliminal message, remember to wash every day.
And what kind of soap was it?
It was all very geeky soap. It was great. So it's all handmade soaps, and they have different types, some of them with oil, some of them with shea butters, yada, 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 yada. But they were all geeky themed. So there was like Superman soap, Green Lantern soap. Of course, I picked up a Dark Side soap. It smells really, really good. I love the lavender fragrance underneath. And then Scotty Bean Me Up, which was it's coffee
Coffee
infused.
soap.
Smells awesome. That was fantastic and just the best marketing ploy ever, because I saw more people actually go into the dealer's room than I have in the past. And I think having that soap vendor right there was a big boost.
And they also put out little flyers on the various tables too, so that cosplayers could go in and get a free bar of soap.
Good call, guys. Good call. And then as far as a con, something that I really appreciated about the other location, even though it was tiny, is that you could pretty much walk in a giant circle. Well, it's kind of a square, but essentially you're walking in a circle and you can see everything. You can go by everything in the artist alley. You can go by all the panel rooms, so you know exactly where everything is at all times, and you don't feel like you're lost. You're just going in a circle. With this one, there was a very distinct beginning and end. You walk down a hallway and then that's it. There's no wrapping around. There's no other way to go. It's just forward and backward. And I felt like because there was such a distinct endpoint, a lot of the artists that were at that end section didn't get a whole lot of traffic to their table. And that kind of sucks, especially for them, because I'm sure those tables are not very cheap.
Some of them took creative measures, like putting out treasure chests full of candy to
Smart.
lure people over.
Very smart. But yeah, it was just one of those things where you got to the end and you're like, okay, that's it. This is weird. Especially knowing that if they had just opened up the doors, that would have led right into some of the panel rooms. So it just made more sense to me. Maybe something they can take into consideration next year if they are at the same location. Just go ahead and open up those doors. Let people know that, hey, there are panel rooms back there, because I'm sure most people didn't realize that. So yeah, that's my con. It kind of goes in line with the signage too, because it's just like, and there's certain areas where it's abrupt and you're like, okay, let's turn around. It's kind of weird.
I felt bad for some of the guests of honor that were in the back corner, because they didn't seem to be getting very much traffic at all. And it may have just been because people didn't know who they were.
Yeah, or it could have been location. It could have been a little bit of both, too.
So, pro, very nicely priced parking. You could either park at the hotel for, I believe it was $15. And that allowed you in and out if you had to, because it was charged to your hotel room, or you could pay separately. But either way, I mean, it was decent parking. It was self-parking, but still, there was plenty of parking in there. Very easy to get to your car because they only had a certain number of floors and they had lots of stairs and elevators. And then if you wanted to park in the parking garage that serviced the complex, that was only $3. But that was also per in and out. So every time you go in, that's fine, but every time you go out, you got to pay $3. Go in, go out, pay another $3. So if you wanted to go out to eat, you had to pay again. But there was also plenty of that parking, so that if you left, you wouldn't have to worry about there not being a spot when you came back, because the capacity of the parking garage is bigger than the capacity of the hotel. Always lots of parking. The con was that apparently Friday morning they coned off a bunch of the parking, and nobody knew why, and nobody communicated this to the con or the con goers. And there were no signs indicating why this was. All of the in passages for all of the garages were coned off. So you could get out, but you couldn't get back in. And nobody knew why. And I think to this day, still nobody knows why this was, so that if you wanted to park there, you couldn't. Even though it had been advertised on the website for the hotel and for the con that, hey, you should go park here. It's $3 parking. And then it was unconed later on that day.
Yeah, that made no sense to me. I was a little unhappy about that because I wanted the cheaper parking. I had parked in the hotel parking lot the night before specifically so I could move stuff from my car for the cosplay contest. And I wanted the cheap parking on Saturday. Got there early Saturday morning. It was all coned off. I was like, okay, guess I'm paying $15 again. Woo! That's okay.
I'm sure that will be fixed.
I'm sure that will definitely be fixed.
I mean, still, I mean, to have to only pay $3 for the entire weekend to park for the con, I'm pretty spoiled right now.
I don't think
good.
Yeah, I know a lot of people assume, you know, you go to a convention, you stay at a hotel, parking should be free. I have to understand, this is Dallas, and it's technically downtown, technically, but not really. It's going to be expensive parking no matter where you go. Parking is never free. It just is what it is. It's a major city. It's a metroplex. It just
is
what it is.
And if it is free, you take the risk of being towed.
Exactly. So, you know, you're never going to get free parking unless the hotel explicitly states the parking is free. So having something that's $3, heck, even having something that's $15, it's much cheaper than most parking around Dallas. So I was totally okay with paying that price.
It's much better than the Anatole.
Way better than the Anatole, which is why I don't stay at the Anatole. Okay, so pro, they had a Lego room. They had a Lego and a coloring room. Oh my goodness.
And it was just what it is, what that says. It was a room full of a giant table of Legos and coloring books and crayons. That was it.
It was glorious. And I love that the con mentality allows us to be little kids whenever we want to be. And what is nothing more poignant than Legos and coloring books? Let's be honest. It was great.
There were adults in that room. This was not just for the kids.
I honestly thought it was one of those painting minis type of rooms, because I've seen those popping up more and more. And I was like, oh, okay, people are painting minis. But I was like, no, those are Legos.
And they had a display table over on the left of the room so that your finished pieces could be displayed. And some people were even so proud, they put little slips of paper underneath and actually labeled it like they would art exhibit pieces. So you had little Minecraft pieces, you had a Deadpool head, you had little video game miniatures, and you could tell they were written by kids. These had been built by kids, and they were so proud they displayed them and then, you know, labeled them. It was cute.
It was really, really cute and ridiculously adorable and fun. It's nice to see that the adults were participating in it too, so it wasn't just the kids. And then I was trying to think of another con. I don't really have another con. I guess that's probably a good thing, because I know for both of us, all con is kind of relaxing time, because it's a chance for us to hang out with people that we know. And we just kind of veg, and it's great to people watch. It's great to just kind of stumble into a panel room and just learn something new. And all con still maintains that vibe, even though it was a little bit more spacious this time, a little bit more difficult to get around. We still had that everybody's friends and family vibe. So I'm really glad.
I'd probably add a con that their dealer's room doesn't have a variety of dealers.
Yeah, that tends to be very...
very steampunky. It's very steampunk heavy.
Though they had a lot of terrariums this year, which was really weird.
they had two sellers with terrariums.
That's weird.
But pretty much everybody else was, if you wanted either accessories for steampunk or garments, which were also very largely steampunk.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were like one or two sellers here and there that sold kind of geeky merchandise, like shoulder bags and whatnot. But pretty much everybody else was the same.
It's a lot of steampunk. And I get it. All con tends to bring in more of that crowd. I mean, heck, steampunk pretty much had their own track of content this year, which was great.
And their own costume contest.
Yeah. So it's definitely an aspect of the community that's really growing at all con. So that's probably why it caters more towards them. But yeah, it does feel like that the dealer's room kind of misses out on some of the other events that go on at AllCon. I mean, the 501st, for example, they make a huge showing at AllCon. You'd think that there would be more Star Wars merchandise in the dealer's room because of that.
Star
but there really
Wars
isn't.
And Doctor Who is who I was expecting.
Yeah, it tends to be very lacking.
Gallifrey makes a big showing every year, too.
Mm-hmm.
They even ran panels this year.
Yeah, it was very lacking in that area. It's very steampunk driven, which is fine, but it's just not my personal cup of tea.
All we kind of were pushing for is just a little more diversity, more choice.
They got the space for it now, so.
All right, so pro, there were a lot more family cosplays this year. There were a lot of little kids who were very happy in their costume, including a Kiki, that was freaking adorable.
So cute. Oh,
and she was having a ball in her costume.
She was the cutest thing ever. And you guys know I don't like kids, but oh my God, she was so cute.
There were some really good pictures of her interacting with the three T-Rexes that will probably end up being the cover for our website article when those come out. Now, that said, which it was a hoot seeing all of these. I mean, there was even a panel about kids in cosplay, which we filmed. I am very sad to report that, you know, one of the kids who was in the panel audience, unfortunately, was very friendly with me and kept talking at me directly. And the mic picked up his voice over the presenters. And so all you hear is him instead of the panel. So we couldn't release it. And so I do apologize to you guys, but there was absolutely nothing we could do about it.
And it was a good panel. The parts of it that I could hear once I started working on isolating the sound, it sounded like it was a really good panel. It had some good content in it too.
The PowerPoint presentation was very well put together. Just we didn't have any audio to go with it, unfortunately. But I would say that the con is that, and this is my opinion, I'm only speaking for me, this is not Cospod, this is me, Amber, speaking. It seemed like whenever there were the contests to show off the costumes, the audience was not very effusive. They weren't very demonstrative. The audience was just kind of there, you know, clapping. It's just like, okay, it's another costume. It's just, the excitement from past years wasn't there. And the audience, even though the cosplayers were understandably a little anxious, it's like, come on, guys, show them some love. Even in our contest, I think a third of the contestants had never competed before. And so they were understandably very shaky, very nervous. And so I was kind of hoping the audience would help them out with that, because a good, strong audience can really bring out a performance in a cosplayer, because you see that they're appreciative. Well, they were just kind of there this year. It's like they were either tired or just kind of distracted or unfocused or whatever. I wanted a little bit more. But that's me personally speaking. I'm not speaking for anybody else. That was just me.
Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement with you there. And I wonder if the other thing that we have both noticed too is that the room wasn't filled to capacity. It was filled to the point that it would have matched what would have happened at the Crown Plaza. Like, that capacity was filled, but all the extra space wasn't really utilized. It was a lot of empty seats.
And I'm wondering, kind of gave the illusion of a half empty audience.
Yeah. So it was still a busy audience. There was still a number of people there, but yeah, like usually people would line up 2 hours before the contest to make sure they could get a seat. You were able to walk right on in at 7 o'clock and you could find a seat, no problem. And it was still a good seat. Yeah. So it was just very strange. I'm wondering if a lot of people were taking advantage of the fact that there was so much content going on at the same time that they were doing all the other stuff.
Or they had potentially gone off to eat dinner, since, again, there were no restaurants nearby, so you had to go out if you wanted to eat anything that wasn't at the hotel, of course.
Yeah, so that was a little bit discouraging. I had one of my helpers go next door during the Friday contest. It was about 10 minutes out. We went to the dealer's room because it was busy, and I had him yell up and down the hallways, cosplay contest next door, 10 minutes.
I bribed him with a protein bar that was chocolate and strawberry.
This is a different person.
No, I bribed one of the helpers earlier, because if you guys remember what we said about no signs, nobody knew where the cosplay contest signup was. So we didn't even have a lot of our signups until like we were getting close to the deadline on Friday. And people were coming up saying, nobody knows you guys are over here. Because of course we didn't have a 6-foot banner. We couldn't get one printed. Now, of course, now we know, now we can plan. But because of that, you know, we ended up having a good friend come over. And so I bribed him with one of my protein bars, and he yelled down the hall and was like, cosplay contest signups here. And that actually got us some more signups. So it worked. I mean, we shouldn't have to do that, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do to pull this off, because we want the con to be successful as both attendees and as people working the con. We want them to succeed. And speaking of which, pro, very friendly staff, always willing to jump in and help whenever needed. Con, sometimes that staff was hard to get a hold of. So if you didn't have people nearby with walkie-talkies, or said personnel didn't have walkie-talkies, like say the audio-video team that needed to help us set up for the cosplay contest, they had a big sign on their mixer board that said, do not touch, or, you know, the lord of the mixer board will punish you. And so, of course, being a good attendee, I didn't touch the mixer board because I obeyed the sign. So I set everything up and I got the projector working, but I didn't have any sound. And of course, I knew that it was the mixer board that was the problem, but I couldn't touch it. Or I shouldn't touch it.
He seemed very impressed that you didn't touch it.
I know. They looked surprised. Like, you obeyed the sign? Well, yeah. But then again, I'm also a techie. I respect other people's tech. I'm not going to go and mess with it if it's not mine. And so they basically just kind of showed me the one switch that I was missing, that because the volume was down. That was it.
Oh, okay.
It was the particular volume feed that just needed to be brought up.
Gotcha.
That was it.
Nothing too crazy, at least.
Right. It was just one of those things where I couldn't have known that because I didn't know what feed was going in. Even if I did, I wouldn't have touched the board. So finally, he called himself Staff Head in Training. I'll let you guys figure that acronym out. He called himself that to us. And that's, I don't even remember his name, and I feel really bad that I don't, but I do remember him as that. Staff Head in Training. It was great. He helped me set up the audio and make sure it was working, so it was good.
Oh, goodness.
I guess while we're at it, just in case you guys haven't seen up on the website, the contest went really well, all in all. Yes, there were some things that we would have liked to have improved, obviously, but given everything in context, it went really well. And of course, we do want to thank Chris and Nick, our helpers. We want to thank Drewski and his partner for hosting. We want to thank Pheromone for providing the music. We want to thank DJ Bentendo for offering the music. We want to thank everybody who entered the contest. You guys have courage, and we are very proud of every single one of you guys. We also want to thank the audience for attending. Without an audience, basically they're performing to an empty room. So of course there is that. Big thanks to Val for running the majority of the contest without help. And also, you know, additional thanks to Jeff of the audio video team, who made sure that the projector was up and running whenever we needed it, which of course needed troubleshooting later because it went to sleep and froze on me.
Of course
it helped me, but I fixed it. And it only took me a couple minutes because the audience was starting to get antsy.
And thank you to our judges, Jace Anime, and to SCCC Sexy Cosplay, for all of your help. They actually complimented the fact that we had all of the judging forms ready and raring to go. And they said, you know what, I've never seen it so organized before, so thank you for that. And I was like, yes, because Amber and I do organization really well. We're prepared.
Yeah, and we sat there and we tallied up those forms like nobody's business.
They did a lot of the adding for me, and I was like, you guys are the best judges ever. You did the math. Thank you. I didn't have to math a whole lot.
Now, you know, that said, if we run this again next year, and it's never a given, one, we have to be invited, and two, we actually have to be capable of doing it because life sometimes gets in the way. Sometimes we're just too freaking busy. So we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. If we run it next year, the rules are going to be tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
And the prizes may be tweaked a little bit, depending on things. And it will be pushed later because we know we got feedback that some of you guys were just getting off work and couldn't participate for that reason. The contest will be later next year so that you guys can attend. And there will also be signage so that everybody will know where the signups are. And we will advertise the signups on our website earlier. That this is all if we do it again next year. I mean, if you guys in the audience would like us to run it again next year, please feel free to contact AllCon. I can't promise we'll do it, but you know, every little bit helps. If you guys enjoyed it, please let them know because they are the ones who invited us. So also thank you to AllCon for inviting us to do this and for giving us the prize pack support and the staff support.
And I'm so still tired from it. I don't feel like I've ever actually rested from Friday. I feel like I'm still in that mode and I'm still going, which is probably why I was sick yesterday. So
I actually fought off con cred over the last week. I was on the brink of getting sick, and I felt run down. I felt just kind of almost flu-like. Felt the actual symptoms of flu, and it was just like, okay, I know I've got something. My body is successfully fighting it off, but it's sucking everything out of me now. So I just kind of
The life away from me.
it was because I kept going to bed at 9:30 at night, which is really early for me, but I would just sit there and I would be conking out at the computer, and it's like, okay, I'm going to bed now.
Exactly. I was doing the exact same thing too. I was hitting bed at like 9, 9:30, and it was just like, and then working 9 and a half, 10 hour days on top of that. So it's just like, oh.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm on call for
Whoa.
this week and next.
That sucks. Woo.
Yeah, it does. Adulting! And yet we're still trying to work on cosplay in the process.
I know. It's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I was supposed to have four costumes for Akon, and I just kind of looked at myself the other day and went, I am insane. I can't do this. So I knocked two of them off immediately.
I'm supposed to have four for Akon. One of the ones I currently have, I can reuse. One of them is already done. Whether or not I can get the other two done is doubtful, and that's just because of work and how that's going to change in a month. So I'm kind of sitting here reevaluating, going, eh, maybe I won't be able to wear that this year.
Gotta
I'll just
pick and
have to
choose,
keep it.
prioritize.
Yeah, I'll have to keep it for a photo shoot because I kind of need the paycheck more than I need the cosplay.
Right. So all con.
Do you have anything else to add in general, big picture about the con?
Big picture, I appreciated the location and space size. They needed the extra room for a long time, and I'm glad that they finally took that step forward to give everybody the chance to have that space. If they do use the same location next year, I really do hope that they take into consideration people's requests to change the layout, to make it a little bit more open, to make it a little bit easier to get around, get the staff involved and figure out a system for the elevators, because that is desperately a number one pronto need. Because if your guests can't get up and down the elevators to attend their panels and their events, that's a problem, needs to be addressed. Better signage, of course, absolutely. And then try to find some options for food that's not $15 on site for a sandwich, a
Even
half
if it's
hour
just bringing
sandwich.
in like a local KFC or Taco Bell or something and have them bring the little buffet style trays where they sell a very limited menu. Or if Pizza Hut wants to do it or something, just have a little food court.
Yeah,
Because.
Akon used to do this at the Sheraton. They used to have a section
Yes.
that had a Domino's, and they had a couple other little things. So that way you didn't have to leave the convention. You could go to them. Pizza was a little bit more expensive per slice, but it was still way cheaper than having to spend money in the hotel. So there are options out there. If you work with the hotel and work with a couple of vendors, they can make it happen. But yeah,
The
I think
hotel was selling sandwich and chipsets for $15.
it was insane. Yeah, and it looked like a dinky sandwich too. So it was like, dudes, you're totally robbing us right now. But I think layout improvement is going to be a big change for them. And it's their first year there. There's always growing pains. It is what it is. But I think layout will make a huge change to how that convention is perceived. But it was still fun. I enjoyed myself. Sunday was a blast. The superhero contest, the supervillain contest. That was a lot of fun. Really cheeky.
Usually is.
Yeah, it definitely was. Even with kids around, but the kids were, they were kept things very much PG, so that was appreciated because there are kids in the audience, so.
I think that covers pretty much everything. I did want to add a thank you for the hospitality suite, which, while it was not labeled, and you would eventually find it, but they were always very well stocked. They had things that everybody could eat. They even had a fridge that had very cold drinks in it. I mean, not just sodas, but they also had various juices and they had milk and water in there as well. And periodically they would have solid food in there so that if you didn't have any money and couldn't go out and get any food, they would have things like hot dogs, like Pop-Tarts in the room, or they would have supplies where you could make PB&J. I mean, at one point there was a cake in there so that you could have, sugar if you needed it. And they were always very friendly. It was kept very clean. They had coloring books in there as well, along with a full box of crayons for kids and adults. And of course, they had the usual Alcon TV content going. Last but not least in that room, they had an arcade. They actually had an arcade machine from back in the day, and you could play games on it for free. Granted, you couldn't like stay on it. You had to pass it over if somebody else was waiting. But if you wanted to sit there and just kind of pass away the time, you could. So I thought that was really neat. I really like the way they run their Con Hospitality Suite.
Yeah, they're really good about it.
So I think that is all I have.
That's all I have. I mean, we'll definitely be back next year. It's our thing.
Yes. We will at the very least be attending AllCon next year. As far as anything else goes, well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, that's question mark, adulting life, whatever.
Yeah. We know that you guys have been enjoying the way that we run the contest. It's just you guys don't end up seeing all the work on the back end, and it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Val still ended up having a headache at the end of the day, which was not the plan. So I think I have to do one memorable moment. The group that won the audience favorite, which was Han Solo and Prince Leia, I actually met them in the elevator as we were going up to our room because I was going to go pick up something. And they just happened to walk in and I was like, hey, are you guys going to be in this for the rest of the day? Yeah. Would you like to sign up for a cosplay contest? And that was just the moment where I was like, okay, how often does this happen at a convention? It was just really fun, and they were very open, and they were just really giggling the whole time, saying like, you know, hey, this is our first contest. This could be a lot of fun. And I was like, yeah, just enjoy it. Clearly it worked because they won audience favorite. I love cons sometimes. Just stuff like that happens. Val knows how to work it for signups.
That you do.
Clipboard in hand, sign up now, go.
I am the massive introvert. I would just as soon set up everything on the back end. So like getting the tech ready, making sure that all of our, you know, spreadsheets are together and our supplies and whatnot. I do all of that stuff well. I don't do the people thing well.
I used to not be able to do the people thing well. Since going to film school and so many of your projects require you to have random people in your projects, you just kind of develop over time this need to speak to people at random and be like, hey, do you want to be on camera? Cool, do this thing. And you get over it soon enough. It just takes time because, yeah, I will admit that I'm still an introvert on many occasions. I like my little cubbyhole at home where I can stitch and make shiny things.
Indeed. All right. Well, I believe that will bring an end to this episode 112 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. You can contest on all of our social media. Yeah.
Bing. And I'm here.
If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you know, if you guys just want to talk to us in any way at all, if you guys have feedback on the contest, which we've already gotten some of it, and we do sincerely appreciate that. Thank you very much. Go ahead and send all of that to us at podcast@cospod.org. You can also post on all of our social media, which you guys have already seen. And otherwise, we will see you guys in episode 113, where we are going to go over how to run a panel. See you guys next time.
Bye!